SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We have ourselves Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. It is 1-1 after 1 right now. We have a ton of baseball going on. We'll get to the golf. They're moving to Detroit this week. Maybe a couple football things, too, for Joe. We'll see. Obviously, later this week, it's going to start to move into the spotlight, much to Joe's. Joe will be very happy about that. Start to move into the spotlight as we break down the win totals for the Mountain West coming up this year. Can't wait for it. 3-2. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. Big time week. Transition from just the summer sports into the football, baby. Nothing better. Absolutely nothing better than having our sights set on NFL and college action, baby.
Did you watch any of J.J. Redick's press conference with the Lakers?
No.
Did you see any of those clips on social media afterwards?
No.
No.
Did you have?
I'm gonna have a couple for you on Coast to Coast on Tuesday.
Yeah, I figure that.
I'll save it for then. So just to try not to watch any then. I'll save it for when we get to there. Because he had some doozies. He had some pretty good ones. All these guys, oh, by the way, they drop bombs now at all these press conferences, Joe.
Well, I mean, I think it's all about, you know, yeah, they drop bombs, but it's all about getting, you know, they all want to be that guy, don't they?
Some colorful language. At some, yeah, and J.J. Redick did that again today.
J.J. Redick. This Redick.
All right, here come the Red Sox. 2-1 and one out in the bottom of the seventh. Here come the Red Sox.
That's it. Root it in for a change. Root it in.
Come on.
Marlins, second and third. One out. Come on, Carver. Give it to me, baby.
I think Vinny P's up in the bottom.
Give me a little mojo. Gas Kansas City.
We need Vinny P to get going.
Carver, 3-run blast here in Boston. Can I get a three-run blast?
Sure.
Can I get a three-run shot?
Why not?
I don't know. Can I get bases loaded? I need a granny. 6-6. Give me the Granny Smith apple. Come on.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I need the Granny Smith apple. Come on, Carver. Things are opening up. I'm in good position here.
Things are opening up.
I know they are. Come on.
I'll say
Granny
that.
Granny Smith apple. Say it once with me. 8-3, Cincy. 8-3, Cincy. Come on. Give me the Granny Smith.
Man, the Suwinski.
Can you say it? Can you say it? Granny Smith apple. Just
Granny
once.
Smith apple. Sure.
That's it. Much to your chagrin, you didn't want to say it.
I got my own stuff going on, you know? Everything has got to be you, me. him.
I sacrifice my
own. You're on day 8 of trying to chase down these three-leg alt-overs in baseball. I mean, we got to crack the egg here
Now we're attacking my style because you know I'm bored.
It's not attacking
that's
the
not right.
style. I want you to win,
right.
Joe. I want you to go to the window.
That's really not right.
That's all I really want, is I want you to win.
Yeah, but you know what? In a foxhole, I'd be there. You know, it's not right by you. 9-3. We got the 9-3 Reds. 9-3.
Wow.
Smash them. Give me the Granny
How about
Schmidt.
That? Is that
Come
your
on,
boy
give
Ellie?
Me the Granny Schmidt. Who?
Ellie? Ellie De La Cruz.
I don't know. Was it?
He's up now, I think.
I need the Granny Schmidt apple.
They're give going the to the Granny bottom Schmidt. Of the ninth in Baltimore with the Orioles down a run. Can we get Gunner up here?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. See.
Well, we need a couple guys to get on to get Gunner up. That's unfortunate.
Oh yeah, you don't have it. What's going on with this Royal game? Like second and third. Like, there we go. We got bases loaded in the Royal Green game. Granny Schmidt on both. Say it, Granny Schmidt.
Granny Smith, Joe, just for you.
That's it. Give us the Granny Smith. What's going on in this Boston game? D. Smith strikes out, hack. Yeah.
So they left all the... Oh, they still have two on? So you need...
11-3 Reds! Clear them up!
Was that Ellie?
I don't know. Was it?
That had to have been. He was either... He must have been hitting there. Yeah, Ellie two.
Base is loaded in Miami. Could we get this? Could we get this? Come on, man.
Man, look at this. This Ellie De La Cruz. You gotta be kidding me.
De La Cruz.
Smash
Come
job.
On, Granny
439
Smith.
To dead center.
Give me the Granny Smith on both. Give me the Granny Smith on both. Yeah, I could tell. You see, I'm running in the foxhole by myself. I'm out there. There's
yeah. I don't particularly care unless I'm involved. It doesn't matter to me.
No, it's okay. You know what? Now I know. Never bring it up again. I'm gonna keep it on the DL. Seriously. Never again. Never telling you my actions.
You know, I tried to root it in, and you were still not happy about it.
Nah,
I mean, I got all excited.
It, you know?
Here you go. We got a couple on here. Let's go. And it's still not enough.
Every Wednesday night, we have the tater time with the golf. Put it with the golf. Joe, root it in. Is it De La Cruz? Is it Pro Four? Is it who else? Mookie Betts?
You want to play Pro Four tonight?
Nah.
Profar against the lefty. He's, let's
you
want
to put Profar with overtime in the hockey?
Wow. Profar with overtime. I guess we got to throw the golf in too, right?
Toasty? Top 20?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
You know, this Moreland team is gutless. Base is loaded.
You know, Profar like, 8-1 tonight, Joe. For a homer. That is spicy.
Joey Spice.
He smashes lefties.
Does
Corbin
he?
Corbin starting for the Nationals. Yeah. Oh, that is spicy. Right. We might have to get involved here. He's 3-for-7 off of Corbin in his career. But Corbin gives up a lot of bombs. Well, let's play Profar, Joe. 8-1. We got to get him in the mix.
All right,
I'm fine. Oh, during the break, I'm gonna add a little, profile.
Out. Valdez, you're a hack, Valdez. Absolute hack.
Joe all over everybody. Joe doesn't have time.
8-1 Philly. 8-1 Philly. This Ranger game.
What was that number? You don't have that in all your tickets, right?
I have an over 9.5. Hanging on by a thread. Not good. Not good. Not good.
Still no score in that Dodger-White Sox game either. I feel like that Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett. He's pitching well against the Dodgers.
He is.
Man, Marlins couldn't score, huh?
Terrible. Just gutless, Carver.
Well, maybe Vinny P will come up this inning with a homer.
Pasquantino?
Pasquantino. Let's go, baby.
Pasquantino. I'm not going to root it in.
He's leading off, too. Come on.
I hope he...
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Joe, 2-1 Kansas City. 2-1 Kansas City.
Good. All right, let's go. Let's go.
Do you know how they got to 2-1?
Homer?
Vinny P, baby!
No, did he really?
Vinny P!
All right, good for you. You see, I actually reverse kiboshed it. That shows you how cold I am. I said I hope he grounds out, and he homered. See?
Vinny P.
All right, now that you got yours, can I get mine? Still
yes.
No. See? No. You hesitated.
I didn't hesitate.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did not
you hesitated
do any such thing.
just a tinge. I need 4 runs in this Red Sox game. Can I get this? 4 runs. I'm zigging when I should be zagging.
I'm going to do something, Joe, that you do to me all the time.
Go ahead.
Talk about rooting it in and doing this and doing that.
Yeah.
Give you a rooted in. Give you a rooted in on there. Root that in, Joe. How about that? You root that in? My home run lotto for tonight?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
I think the problem is, obviously the problem that I got there, Joe, is Sawinski's only going to have one more at bat.
I'll root it in for you, though.
And I got to tell you, Joe, if they were offering me, I'd probably think about the candidate, but they were offering me one when I had 2. Now that I have 3 homers, they're not offering me one.
Right.
I think they know that I'll take it. I wouldn't, though, because my worry about Sawinski is that the thing is, it's a blowout. If it was close, they might pinch hit for him when he gets up again. But since it's a blowout, they'll probably just leave him in the game. And maybe, Joe, I'll get lucky, and like in the 9th down 8, they'll have some like hack underbelly reliever in there, and he can homer off of him. God, would that be great, Joe?
No, it's possible. Let's do it. They're on their way here. Period 2. Let's go.
Period 2 in Sunrise. Panthers and the Oilers, game 7 for the cup.
This is it. Vinny Viola.
I can't believe Vinny P. That was another ring the bell on Coast to Coast today.
Look at you.
Vinny P, our man. Having a good night. Him, Devers.
Fat. Hey, when you're eating fat, you're eating fat.
Oh, listen, next break we have to solidify it. I'm doing Profar with a big put it with the golf.
All right, good.
And I should have, you know what, that's a bad job by me. I did Machado, and I'm going to play Machado too, but I did Machado on Coast to Coast. I should have noticed that Profar got hurt the other day too, so I wasn't sure if he'd be playing. But now that Profar's in, we got to play him.
All right, so good.
He mashes lefties.
Okay.
Oh, Joe, that was close. That was almost a good play for the Panthers in front.
Yeah, getting opportunities, just not converting, Carver. They're getting opportunities. They got to crack through again. Otherwise, I have no confidence in Swiss Bobrovsky right now.
Scoreless in Milwaukee, Joe, top of the 5th. That one, what was the total in that game?
8.5.
Yeah. Not much doing between those two. Not much doing. All right. So there you go. We'll keep our eyes on that. Meanwhile, there's the soccer also, and I feel like if Matias was here, he'd want me to let you know it's scoreless. I'm surprised Brazil hasn't scored yet, to be quite honest with you. Figured Brazil would have got on the board. Joe, here's something to keep an eye on. And now you could play this. I can't. I don't think it has any shot. But like a half an hour ago, I told you that McDavid was -2400 for the Conn Smythe, right?
Right.
He's -410 now.
Ah, I told
and
you.
Barkov
you said it was a done deal.
Barkov has gone from 9-1 to 4-1. And Bobrovsky's gone from 44-1 to 20-1.
Yeah, I told you. All of a sudden now, Carver, things are, you know, part of this is, what have you done for me lately? Nobody remembers the other six games. It's only, what have you done for me lately right now? I'm just saying, if Bobrovsky has 35 saves tonight, I'm not saying he's going to. He's only got six. But if something crazy happens where he's being pelted and he's, you know, using the block or he's got an Olay and he's all of a sudden, I mean, then you're saying, look, it's like riding a bull. The goalie's like a bull rider. It's all about flair. Whoa, you got to get that arm going. Can he ride it for 2 minutes? Could he get on that bull? Can you get that right wing flailing in the way, you know, the breeze? It's all about the flair, Carver. You could ride the bull, but you got to have that hand going. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
What was that with Travolta? Urban Cowboy?
Yes.
That's it. You gotta have that hand, baby. You know what? They're remaking everything. I vow to be Urban Cowboy too.
You would be Urban Cowboy too? I could see you do
I'll
that,
go.
Joe.
Say it again?
I could see you doing that.
Yeah, no, I have rode the mechanical bull.
You know, I saw one of those Saturday night up at the casino. They
okay,
had one in one of the bars there. No, I did not ride it. What are you kidding
me? You gotta ride it, man.
The last time I rode one of those was in New Orleans.
Oh.
One of the bars over there on Bourbon Street.
Oh, opportunities. Opportunity. Gotta shoot it.
What are we doing? I think they're calling that on Tkachuk, Joe. I think the Oilers are getting a power play here. Tripping on Tkachuk. It looks like it, Joe. So Edmonton will have the power play when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. We got Game 7 going on, Oilers and the Panthers. Oilers are on the power play right now after Tkachuk trip. They've had one, maybe two, pretty decent opportunities, Joe. And Bobrovsky's been up to the test. And here comes McDavid just knifing through a few guys. I don't know why we didn't shoot it there. But instead, we decided to kick it back out to the point.
And, Has he shot tonight?
He doesn't have a shot on goal yet. He's got a couple of shots blocked. And that'll end the power play there.
That was a good save.
I know. You want him shooting more, Joe. I know what you're going to say to me. You want him.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's the same thing that we talk about basketball with, like, Luka and Kyrie and all the story. This is
Luka
game
and
seven.
Kyrie, yeah. Kyrie and Luka, and Luka and Kyrie.
Well, I'm just saying, though. I mean, you're going to play like the decoy in a game like this. You're going to be the decoy in Game 7, and look to dish it off. You got to be the guy. Would Gretzky do that?
No.
Would Crosby do that?
Gotta be the guy, Joe.
I mean, would Joe Sakic do that?
Joe Sakic.
I want to show you how much.
Joe Sakic.
Well, I just want to. I want to show you my hockey acumen. You know.
I see what you're doing. Yes, showing off a little bit.
You know, every now and then I could pull a couple names out of a hat if I had to.
Joe Sakic.
You like that, too.
That was a good one, Joe. You did good on that one.
All right, we got top nine in Philadelphia. Bases loaded. Give me one run. Give me one.
Okay. Turner up against Chafin. Let's see if we can get this home for you, Joe. Come on, Phillies. Get it home for Joe.
Come on, slap a single to the left. Slap it to the left. This Brewer game's starting to open up. 2-0, first and third, two outs. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm a believer.
You're not involved in the Dodger-White Sox game, right?
Dodger-White Sox. I'm sure it's in the portfolio somewhere.
The game's been cold.
Probably. I think I put it in late. Yeah. It's a garbage pick. Garbage pick. Bottom eight, and we come on. Two-run shot for Toronto, Boston, Carver. We got a runner on, two out. 6-4.
And you have what, 12 and a half,
Johnny,
there? 12 and a half?
11 and a half. So
oh, okay.
We need 12.
Okay.
Come
that
on.
That would finish it off for
on,
you.
Come on, Johnny. Come on, Johnny. Give it to me. Give it to me. And this Brave game was just, it was trending over, and then all of a sudden it just stuck in the mud.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. These goalies are going to get tight here. These goalies are going to get tight here. You could just feel it.
I think this game's going to get tight, Joe. It's going to get real tight.
Mm.
And it comes down to who's going to make a mistake. That's usually what happens in these games.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think anybody's going to run away and hide here in this game.
Philly, nothing. Bases loaded, nothing.
They didn't score, huh?
That's a bad look. Mm-hmm. Algo was right on the number.
The Algos?
Right on the number. What?
The Algos?
The Algos. Right on the number. 9.5.
Do you believe this guy? Does this guy McDavid have a shot on goal yet, Joe? He does. He has two.
Cutlass.
Okay, he's got two.
Oh, he does.
I need
all
to get
right,
one
babe.
More, and then I'm basically rolling Oilers money line plus 200.
Look at you, parlay. So it. I'm gonna extend the portfolio.
Extend the portfolio. How's the other portfolio been doing?
Hanging in there. Actually, not
sure?
Losing on the position. Yeah, I'm not losing on the position. I'm in it for 2 years. I'm not losing it.
All right. I was nervous when you said you seemed down about it. So that's why I want to make sure you're all right.
I have pretty good good levels. It's just giving back, you know.
Did I tell you about how miserable it was leaving the golf on Saturday? I have to tell you about that when I saw
photos. That storm coming in was terrible.
Yeah. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. Before I go to that, 1-1, 12 and a half minutes to go in the second period, Edmonton and Florida. The Reds are up 11-5 on the Pirates. The more important thing there, Joe, is I think Sawinski's coming up this inning for Pittsburgh. And as
right.
You know, that means a lot
dead
to
red.
Me. So we're going to have to dead red. Hopefully he gets one of those.
Dead red! There it is! Come on, dead red!
Okay. What do you got going on, Joe? What are you screaming about? The Red Sox game?
I'm just screaming.
The Red Sox game?
Yeah, yes, we got it, Carver, 6-6. Yes, sit dead red. I told you, sit dead red. That's
right,
it. We rooted it in.
We're done with that one now?
I love it.
You can get that one.
We got it.
In the bag.
It's in the
Good.
Till. It's in the
Good.
Till. I told you. Good. You were against me the whole show. Right in.
I haven't been against you on anything.
You know what I need? I need your pick.
I want guys to hit homers.
Five-star crypto special, this Kansas City-Miami game.
I play taters, Joe. Taters.
Again, the kids bet. You told me it was a smash special.
I thought it was a smash over. I thought they were going to smash
right
this
now.
Guy today.
Dead under. Costing me coin. Costing me coin right now. Come on.
Vinny P's been smashing, that's for sure.
You know, where's our caller? We have a caller. Right?
Oh, yes. We have Manny? Manny down in Philly.
Manny! Where is he?
Hi, Manny.
Yo, fellas.
What's up, Manny?
Your boy had a pretty good afternoon. Caught the cash out right before Italy tied.
Wow! How about that? What did you add? Wait, so you had Croatia to win?
No, I had Croatia to win, Oilers to win, and I had something else attached to it.
Wow! So you had a couple things going there. All right, but you got it.
And Joe rooted in for me. The I needed the Red Sox to tie it so I can get offered another cash out.
That's it, Manny. You got it. We, Carver was against us, but we rooted it in.
Yeah, I was against you.
You were. You were. Just a minute. Manny listened to the whole show. He heard it.
So the last time I talked to you guys, I got zapped by the plasma propulsion lab beam over in Princeton. And I was trying to tell you the 540-1 that I had going, and I made the cover of Almost Magazine with this one.
Cover, I like that. The cover of Almost Magazine. Let's hear it.
I love
it. So I had UConn to win the Natty, Boston to win the title. I had this was also for baseball season long. I had the Orioles to win the division, and I had the one that lost was Rangers to win the cup.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Listen, those are fun, and me and Joe do a bunch of them, but they're also extremely difficult to hit. They're fun, but they are very hard to get home. And one usually one can sometimes pay. I got one of those going with the homers tonight, as Joe knows. And hopefully we're one homer away from maybe that cashing out. So we'll see if we can get that home. What else you got going on, Manny?
I got the Padres as a part of my Red Sox, Dodgers, Royals parlay.
All right.
Okay.
That's good.
On the Padres big tonight. I'm Profar to Homer and Machado to Homer, so hopefully we can get those guys in the mix. It'd be nice to get a couple homers tonight. That was close for Florida, Joe. That was close for Florida. Yeah, Manny, we're losing you, Manny. So we will talk to you again soon.
Love you, Manny. Always
a pleasure. Of course, on the drive down there, Joe.
I love Manny.
Yes. Manny, one of the all-time greats.
Carver, I need your rover. I need your rover, Carver. I backed you in a big way. I'll send it to you. I'm sitting dead red, kid. I'm sitting dead red just for you. You know,
Joe,
I love you.
Again, it's the fifth inning, and you got a lot of outs to play
sitting
with.
Sitting dead red, kid. Look, sitting dead
you
red.
Had, you basically had two runs in the Toronto game in the sixth inning, and that came through for you. So there's a lot of things that can happen there.
Well,
I don't need the ticket. I root it in for you. What?
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically going to take the cash out at this point, aren't you?
What?
Well, I thought you were going to.
Cash out?
Now, they didn't. How come they haven't graded that other one yet?
I don't know. That's crazy, right? That they grade the Red Sox one because it's tied, I guess? I don't know.
It's crazy how they grade
some things.
But that's over.
The other one has 16 runs. The total is 10.5. I don't know. Mm. It's crazy.
Well, you got some work to do.
Yes, I do.
It can happen.
It could happen to you. It could happen to me. It could happen to everyone, infinity.
Bottom five now here, Joe, in Milwaukee, and the Brewers have second and third with two out.
Yeah, I need
Brewers trying to extend.
Yeah, I also need the over 6.5 Tampa Bay and Mariners. Can we get this?
Isn't that 3-3 now? Or is it over?
It's 3-2.
Oh, it's 3-2. Base hit and make it four. Yeah, you don't want them to go ahead, though, Joe.
Why?
Oh, wait, what do you have? Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't really
know
that.
I'll take 4.
Zwinski's up now, Joe. Can we have a moment here?
Yeah, why not? I guess.
Can we have a moment?
I guess. Why not? Why not? I guess. Why? Sure.
Have a moment.
Could the Braves hit a 3-run shot to tie this up? Could they do that? Can I get that?
All right, Joe. Or Edmonton putting on some pressure here. Shots have gone up, too. 15-12. Florida's outshot him so far. This Sawinski stinks. He made out, Joe.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think it was like one pitch.
Gutless.
He must have.
He's gutless.
Joe, like I was just saying to Manny about those big ones, those are hard to hit. And it ain't easy to get four homers across. That's for sure.
Four homers across Carver.
Well, I always, you know that. I always play a couple dollar lotto ticket now with my three or four that I like the best.
I know.
So I needed, you know. And the, you know what the really bad part about it was? I only played Sawinski Joe in that parlay because I wanted to play O'Neal Cruz. And in the morning, he was like plus 420. And when I went to put him in, he was like plus 290. Wow. And it was like principal. I was like, ah, I can't do this now. I've lost too much on it. And you know, sure enough, Joe Cruz homered.
Jeez.
So.
Figures. That's the way they do it. I need this game in my Kansas City game to open up in a big way.
In a big way?
Yeah, I had Cardinals first and second. They let me down yesterday. They'll let me down tonight. 4-1. Could these Braves answer, though? That would be nice.
You've been getting answers from a couple others. Why not them, too?
Why not tonight? Why not? Hey, I could eat.
Did you see that the Knicks are interested in Paul George? Did you see that one?
Jeez. Oof.
Bringing
that's
a guy
a typical
who never
Nick
plays.
Move, though. That is.
It was a typical it and Nick move back in the day. It really wouldn't be for this regime.
Right, because they got Brunson, they got DiVincenzo, they got the...
That would not be a typical Nick move for these guys.
Well, they're reverting back to their old ways. They didn't win nothing this year, and that was it. Go back to the...
Ooh, chance for Florida here, Joe.
All right, come on.
This game is really... You know, remember, Joe, when that total went to 6.5?
Yeah.
Right in the first 5 minutes?
Should have jumped on it.
Should have jumped on it is right. I mean, it is down to... they just locked it up. Ooh, Florida! 2-1 for Florida, Joe!
Was
2-1
for
Florida!
Verhage?
Carver and Lisi, we're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, I know I screamed it as we were going to the last break. Florida did take a 2-1 lead. It was a crazy sequence, too. Joe, Edmonton inches away from taking the 2-1 lead themselves. Hell of a play.
Yeah. Who was
made on the goal line.
Number seven.
And then the play comes right up the other end, and Sam Reinhart scores to make it 2-1. Man, did Bobrovsky just get a piece of that too? Draisaitl with a great chance. So now, Joe, it's just like you said. You had the game, an early goal, open play, got it tied fairly quickly. Now you're seeing, once again, a goal by Florida. Edmonton seems to have now stepped up the pressure a little bit more, which is what you're going to see. So maybe the game's going to get a little bit more wide open here. Home run for Adolis Garcia for the Texas Rangers, by the way. He just went yard.
Did he?
Mm.
What's the score in that game? 3-1.
3-1. Mm. Let me give you the numbers on Florida. So up 2-1, Florida is now minus 310 money line and plus 230 for the Oilers. Total is 5.5, Joe, with minus 184 to the under.
Wow. Yeah, still like Florida, and we'll try this under. You know they're going to pull the goaltender. That's the only problem. You know?
Well, yeah, listen, we got a long way to go here.
I'm just saying. I mean, you want to take a shot on OT, go ahead. Now's the time to do it.
I'm already in on it.
I'm just saying. You want to double down. Now is the time to do it.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good where I'm at.
You're good where you're at?
Yeah, I'm fine where I am.
You sure?
I don't need to go any further.
All right. I mean, you could always go in if you want.
Is that right?
Can.
All right. 3:26 to go. I think it was. Was it Forsling? It wasn't Forsling who made the play, Joe, down at the goal line.
No, number seven. Number seven. The old number seven came in there.
They'd have to show the play again before I actually could see. I thought Verhage might have tipped that goal, Joe, that and he would have got his second.
Who got the goal? Barkov?
No, Reinhart got the goal.
Artie. Don't call me Sammy Reinhart.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That is correct. 4-3 Tampa as they go to the top of the ninth. 6-6 Red Sox and Jays, bottom ninth in Boston.
Yep.
Still no score, Dodgers and White Sox.
Yeah, dead under that game. Dead under. Dead under.
going to the bottom of the 6-3-1 Royals. Also a dead under right now. They're underway in Anaheim, Joe. Scoreless Angels and A's, and the Nationals and the Padres have gotten underway. Let's get Profar, who's coming up here in the bottom of the first. Can we ring that bell early on, Joe?
Sure. Ring that bell. You can ring my bell.
Is it Profar?
Was it Profar?
No, he's coming up here. He's up this inning.
Ring my bell, my bell.
They have a delay for some reason in the Giant Cup game. Sorry.
Nah.
That upset you that there's a delay in the game?
I just don't like it. Ruins the whole flow.
Ruins the whole flow.
Does. Your game is killing me right now.
It's not my... First of all, remember something. It's not my game. Okay? I'm not playing
you love,
it.
You love
okay?
it.
Okay? Joe, can I just... Let's just tell it like it is.
All right, God.
I could have said absolutely nothing to you.
Right.
And you would have saw the total on that game, and you would have banged it to 13.5, because that's what you do. So whether I said anything to you or not, see, you're going to use this now as a pawn in this, but that's not the case whatsoever. You played every single game tonight to the alt over. You would have played that one, too. I hate to tell you.
Nah, I wasn't really looking at it. I mean,
that's not true. You see totals with 10s in them. You start looking at them.
7-6 okay. Red Sox. Look at this.
They win it then. That was the bottom of the ninth.
There you go.
Braves. Red Sox have been hot, man.
I need the Braves to step up. Unbelievable. Second and third, two outs. Need a single. Single would. Oh, they locked it. Three-run shot. Could I get it? Albies. Three-run blast. Is it gone? The GameCast says it's to the warning track. GameCast had it out of the park. Not good.
Not good.
Nah, no shot.
No shot.
Mm-mm.
Now that Florida's winning, Joe, they have McDavid at -250 for the Conn Smythe. Barkov at +220, Bobrovsky 11-1. Now remember, we saw some wild swings on the live board in that NBA Finals MVP.
Right.
And it didn't matter. Jaylen Brown won anyway.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You're right. When you're right, you're right. I mean, you got it.
I'm just saying, an hour ago, he was -2400.
Messing with the odds.
+175 for Barkov.
Take a shot. Pull the trigger.
9-1 for Bobrovsky. He was 44-1 an hour ago. That's wild, man. I can't take it. That's why I told you. That New York doesn't have it.
Yeah, I mean, you're grasping at straws. The Algos are trying to suck in everybody. That's what they do. The Algos. All one way. All one way trading. Buy, 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 buy. Sell, 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 sell. That's what they do.
Home run Royals.
4-1.
4-1 Royals.
4-1 Royals.
Hunter Renfro.
The Oakland, the Las Vegas wide receiver? Clemson?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. Wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Now there's the real Joe kiss of death. Panthers leading after two periods, 68-0-4 in their last 72 games.
Wow.
So they will take a 2-1 lead to the locker room. 20 minutes of hockey to go between them. And really, Joe, if the Panthers win,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't matter what's happened the last three games. It doesn't make a difference. You're champions. It's done. And honestly, Joe, 20 years from now, people will be like, oh, yeah, didn't they have a 3-0 lead in that series? Oh, yeah, they won anyway. Who cares? Whereas if you lose this game,
lifetime. It'll
be talked about forever.
Lifetime.
It'll be talked about forever. You lose this game. So yeah, they got 20 minutes to wash all that away, Joe. 20 minutes.
It's not gonna be
easy,
though. They're going to be coming. They're going to be coming. Again, I'll say it. You can get it done. You can get it done. What's best, you got to get it done. You got to get it done. You hear me?
Minus 310 for the Panthers, plus 230 for the Oilers, and a 5.5 with a minus 265 to the under. So, you're on the doorstep there, Joe.
Let's see what happens, Corver. This is it. Let's see what happens, as they say.
Elsewhere, Tampa finished off Seattle 4-3. That's over now. Top nine, Pirates have first and third with two outs, but they're down 11-5. Dodgers have finally broken through, Joe. They lead the White Sox 1-0.
Yeah.
2-0 Angels. Wow. 2-0 Angels,
yeah,
bottom
I'm
of the
first. I'm on the over there, 11.5. I altered that. Probably too high, right? Probably too high.
Like
that.
I said to you before, you would have altered every game on the board today, whether I told you
not
I liked
cool.
any or not.
Not cool. Not really.
It's cool because now you're like you're acting like the one game that I like tonight is like your linchpin to five tickets, and it's not.
No, it's holding me back from a three-team parlay.
Okay, well, it's you know what?
3260.
Doesn't matter because you would have played it anyway.
You see, but I think yes, you're right, but I also think that you're not.
There you go. You said it.
But wait a second. We had a little bit of banter before the show, right? And I just said, what overs we liking tonight? And your reply was, I like all the overs. Think Kansas City is my best bet, so I played it. That's not a knock. I mean, I'm just saying, like, we were in this together. Like, I had two plays. I like my two plays. And I said, you know what? I'm buying into Carver's play because he's been hot. It's not a knock. It's just like, of course, that's the one now.
I don't play overs.
No, but you like the over, no?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I would alt it up to 14, 13.5 or 14.5, whatever the hell you have it at.
I 12.5, only a run and two runs higher. If you like it at 10.5, you got to like it at 12.5, no?
Yeah, not necessarily, not when only 11 runs get scored.
I don't know about 11. I mean, could we at least root in, what do we need, 8 runs? Could we open the floodgates here? Man,
it
these Braves
possible.
Are gutless. You want to talk about these Braves being gutless? Jeez. Terrible. Gutless Braves. Just terrible.
They certainly are.
Completely gutless. You know?
Well, Joe, tomorrow there'll be no more winter sports. It'll be done.
Thankfully.
And we'll have to start getting deep into the weeds here with schedules and win totals and who's going to win the American and sleeper teams in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, you don't even get excited anymore. You're not even a football guy. You're just so locked in this golf.
What do you mean I'm not even a football guy? Football guy,
but it doesn't move
August
the needle for you.
To
anymore.
January.
Well,
that's when you're a football guy.
That's when you're a football guy. I'm a football guy 365.
I got other things going on.
Big shot. 2-0
right,
Dodgers.
Joe.
2-0.
I'll see you tomorrow. Great job by JP and for Matias. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.